This is just the beginning of a long period of rebuilding, and our focus is on making this as easy as possible for people. We recognize it won't be easy, which is why I say easy as possible.
Chris Christie sounds like he's running in 2016. The Republican governor for New Jersey starting to feel a little bit better about what's happening in his state, as they are in New York, still faced with a plethora of problems, but day by day, things are getting better because the Sandy storm really wreaked havoc with so many people. 113 people dead in the end and countless thousands without homes. And we're heading into the point where we're almost at that three-week mark. And we're getting closer to the holidays, Thanksgiving, and then ultimately Christmas. And by Thanksgiving, I think the goal that I've heard Bloomberg say, at least for New York City, and Cuomo, the governor of New York, say for that state, is to make sure that everybody is provided for and they're not still in the middle of a field trying to pick up pieces of their lives. And certainly the same for New Jersey. Kate Delaney's my name. This show is America Tonight. Hello, America and beyond. Coming up in this hour, powerful men and sex. What is it about power, and what is it about some of the women that powerful men encounter that they just meet in the middle, if you will, and cause a catastrophe in their lives and so many other people's lives? And we have many examples of that in the past decade, and we're going to talk about it coming up in our next segment. In the meantime, right from the get-go, at the top of this thing, besides Sandy and the struggle for some and others getting back on their feet and rebuilding, that's what a lot of people are doing in the Northeast, because that's what they have to do, and just take it, you know, one brick at a time, pretty much. That's the only way they're going to get through it. I mentioned at the top, Chris Christie, everybody's talking about 2016. He got a lot of pub when he was walking around with Barack Obama, and certainly heading in to the election season. Mitt Romney talked about Chris Christie as a possible running mate. Turned out Paul Ryan was the guy who ended up being the VP in that slot. But Chris Christie, certainly, no matter what he says, has higher aspirations and would like nothing better than be considered the next time around. But is he that guy? Bobby Jindal, on the other hand, is fuming. I love it. He comes out and he says, finally, a Republican who's not afraid to address the situation, he comes out and he says, how could we have been so stupid? We have got to stop being the stupid party. And Jindal, I don't know that he's that worried if he doesn't play the game, that he might be not considered in the future for a stab at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. Jindal, like Christie, is an untethered kind of guy. He's just a little softer than Christie is. And he's not talking about the whole presidency thing, but he's talking about the direction of the GOP. And he's saying, you know, he's got a great job as the governor of Louisiana, and he's going to be the governor of Louisiana for the next 3 years. But he's concerned about what's happening in the future of the party, and saying that, you know, we've had a number of Republicans damage the brand this year with offensive, bizarre comments. And he adds, enough of that. It's not going to be the last time anyone says something stupid within the party, but it can't be tolerated within our party. We've had enough of this dumbed down conservatism. He's a conservative, but he said, we've had enough of the dumbed down version of it. We need to stop being simplistic. We need to trust the intelligence of the American people, and we need to stop insulting the intelligence of the voters. I think if he talks tough and he gets enough people interested in some of the things that he's saying, he really could elevate his chances for the slot. I mean, he was elected to a second term as governor in 2011, and he was twice elected to the House, congressman, of course, to the House from Louisiana. So there was speculation about the VP thing, but he wanted to hang in the governor's mansion and keep doing what he was doing with Louisiana. And I think if Jindal and some others in the Republican Party start to think like what he's saying, they start to act on some of those things, that may resolve the issues they're having post-election. Because it's all about blame and it's all about handicapping, and they should do that. What happened? Got close, but not close enough. And was it because of the idiotic comments in part by a couple of people running for the Senate when it came to rape, legitimate rape, or it's a gift from God to have a child when you're raped? Oh, things that, as he said, you know, should not be said. They're stupid. So perhaps he's on to a thread that might take off. There's enough time in between. Yep. So the next time around could be much more interesting than the way it's looking to be billed right now. Somebody said to me today, wow, there's so many Democrats, that bench is so deep. Who do the Republicans have? Who can they run? I'm like, are you kidding? There are a few people that could jump up and grab that spot, but the key is getting the ultimate backing of the party, and that's the way it is. That's what you have to do if you want to run for president. But that's a way off. Still licking wounds, still thinking about what happened in the last election, and punting that forward. That's pretty much, I think, the way most people are dealing with it. While the president has plenty of things on his plate, you know, heading into that second term, there's not the pressure of re-election, but there is the pressure of legacy and not making bad choices that you get nailed for in the history books. He doesn't want to get saddled with what Bush was saddled with as he wrapped up his second term, the fiscal collapse in 2008. So if anything, I would think the focus has to be figuring out what kind of compromise can be made for the fiscal cliff nonsense, because if everybody falls off the cliff, then it's going to be tough to reel that back in. Once they head in that direction, I think they keep heading there, and people are going to be missing that $4,000 that they normally would have in their checks. They might not think about it now, but trust me, they would absolutely miss it after a couple of months and realize, ooh, my check's a little bit lighter. I think it's just a little bit lighter. As I said, coming up, we're going to talk about men and sex, because General Petraeus has opened up that can of worms again, a scandal disrupting the transition time for Obama. He can't be thrilled with Petraeus, but he's out of the picture. He went up to the White House last week, heading into the weekend, bailed out. That's it. So it's about pillow talk and power, and how big of a threat is it security-wise to the rest of us?
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Hi, this is Peter Kronstrommel from Midas Resources. As you know, federal government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. European government and central bank spending policies have put the European Union on the brink of collapse. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? Are your assets working for you or against you? One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens to our economy or the dollar, your investment will never be worthless. And it will protect you from that hidden tax, inflation. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals or having an IRA in precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronstrom, 1-800-686-2237, extension 108, and I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter at 800-686-2237, extension 108.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
Yeah. 2006, 2 years ago, I made a very serious mistake. A mistake that I am responsible for and no one else.
I did not have sexual relations with that woman. Ms. Lewinsky.
I'm deeply sorry that I did not live up to what was expected of me. To every New Yorker and to all those who believed in what I tried to stand for, I sincerely apologize.
I have not been honest with myself, my family, my constituents, my friends, my supporters, and the media. Last Friday night, I tweeted a photograph of myself that I intended to send as a direct message as part of a joke to a woman in Seattle. Once I realized I had posted it to Twitter, I panicked. I took it down and said that I had been hacked.
Men, power, and testosterone. Apparently, it goes through the roof when you're powerful. And those were great examples. You had John Edwards in the mix there. You had Bill Clinton also. Of course, Elliot Spitzer. And Anthony Weiner, probably the biggest punchline of them all. Now two generals caught in the crosshair. You got twins, you got generals, you have a Harvard grad student who had full-on access with massive pillow talk with the guy who saved our bacon in Iraq and Afghanistan, was doing a good job as the CIA director, we think, and had a chance at Secretary of State if Hillary Clinton moved out of that role. And once again, General Petraeus tanks himself because he fools around with a woman who was obsessed and emailed another woman out of just pure rage and jealousy who was not fooling around with Petraeus. And blew this whole thing up. It's so twisted that if I had to explain it to you from point A to point B and then C and beyond, it would bore the rest of this audience. It would bore most of this audience because it is like a trashy novel. It's like 50 Shades of Grey, only it's not a mommy porn deal. It's much bigger than that. Guarantee someone's going to make a movie out of this four-star circus. Guarantee it. Probably it'll be a network version, but somebody's or cable, but somebody picks it up. Somebody's writing it right now. Somebody that is hunched over as I'm speaking, hunched over their computer in some seedy apartment in Hollywood. I'm thinking it's an up-and-comer. It's just too good. It's just too good. And boy, you got to feel for some of the other people in this, like the kids. It's, you know, it's always about the kids who get dumped on because many of them are old enough to understand what's going on. And, you know, we live in the era of paparazzi turned scumarazzi, so they're in trash cans. The one woman, her name's Jill Kelly. I'm going to try to make this sweet, you know, short, sweet, and to the point. The one woman named Jill Kelly was very tight with General Petraeus and his wife Holly because she was throwing society parties and doing everything she could for the military people in Tampa, CENTCOM, MacDill Air Force Base is there. The Kellys live down the street, or over the bridge, basically, from my brother and a house over from his family. So I've learned a few things about the Kellys. And she was one of these mover shaker society women in the Tampa Bay area. And she really was doing a lot for the military. And her husband was a surgeon in the hospital right there in Tampa Bay. So in the middle of all of this, she gets harassed by the crazy woman who was the biographer that got involved with Petraeus. Someone sending thousands of emails, something is just not right. Is that the pretty woman gone wild, screw loose theory? I don't know. But regardless, this this Broadwell woman has really ripped a hole in what was going to happen with some of these key spots in the government that'll now have to be re-racked. I was talking to somebody today in D.C., and I was saying, you know, when you're on that military train and you're about the job and whatever else is happening in your life, you're crossing the I's and the T's and you're doing all the things you're supposed to do, right? You're dotting the I's, you're crossing the T's, all that kind of stuff. You're following command. You're doing it. That's what you do. You take orders. You follow. So all these people behind Petraeus who had no shot and behind General Allen who had no shot because they were moving into these key roles, suddenly, because of stupidity, get moved up. They get moved up. So Paula Broadwell, if nothing else, has tanked probably two big generals' careers. Petraeus is done. And General Allen, it looks like it's going to be tough for him to weather this whole thing, too, because of the emails between him and this socialite woman, Jill Kelly, as well. There's nothing happening there. Nothing was happening there. But all these emails are out there, and they're being discussed. Oh, was it flirtatious? What happened here? And it's just ridiculous. And in the meantime, we still don't have all the answers we need or want. The families who want to know more about what happened in Benghazi are hearing little dribbles of information. And probably, and in fact, most certainly, Petraeus, as a civilian, will definitely testify. It may be that Paula Broadwell also is called to testify. So what kind of pillow talk secrets is she going to reveal, or is she going to perjure herself to protect Petraeus if that kind of stuff was out there? Because if you just follow me for one second in this idea of men being stupid when they're in these positions of power, what are they saying to these women that they're crazy about for, if nothing else, at least the moment, or at least the couple of months or year or however long? In the case of Petraeus, it was over a year. So she's out at this speech in Denver, and talks about what happened at, there's a difference between the consulate, the annex, what happened during that attack or leading up to that attack, that there was Libyan militants that were being held. And that was probably the reason for it. And there were other things that were floating around, not the cockamamie excuse about the Prophet Muhammad movie that was on YouTube. So where did that come from? That's why her house was searched. The FBI combed through her house in Charlotte, North Carolina for 4 hours. For 4 hours, they went through all of her stuff, tossing stuff. They were looking for things on the computer. And as good of a source I have on this thing, I don't know what they, and it's not reported, so nobody else who's got something on this, I don't know what, if anything, they found. Initially, it seemed as though this was just bad judgment on his part. But it hasn't come out. The rest of the story has not come out in this scandal. But the scandal has widened to look at, you know, General Allen's email and to look at more. So then there's other things that come up. What happened in Libya? Yes, we know that. That's huge. Who knew what? Is it just more than meets the eye and et cetera, et cetera? But it comes back to the same thing of, in the case of national security, do you really want, I mean, it's, you know, it's his business what he does personally, but do you want someone in a position like that carrying on what he was carrying on with during that time, a person who's a biographer? It's like John Edwards. You heard the snippet from him. And remember, Ryle Hunter is the woman he fooled around with and ultimately got pregnant and lied about and nearly went to jail as a result of it. But, you know, same thing with Edwards. This was a woman who was documenting his moves, who was there with the video camera, supposedly doing a documentary that has never seen the light of day, by the way. At least in the case of the biographer, the book came out. And now you know that book has a chance to sell, to get a little bit bigger, so she'll make more money on it. It's just a crazy thing, and the timing is nuts. Of all the scandals that we've had in this last decade, which do you think is the biggest? These men fall hard. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alli-C. Why Alli-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alli-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alli-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alli-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alli-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alli-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alli-C. For more information and to order Alli-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alli-C today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135. And get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves. Available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Here it comes, another cold and flu season. Get ready for it and save now during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't be without powerful natural flu fighters like elderberry power capsules. They support the immune system and they have antiviral properties. Another powerful antiviral is olive leaf capsules, highly recommended by Herbal Healer Academy. Also on sale is Physician Strength Oregacillin, a savior for the lungs. It fights bacteria, virus, and fungus. Our famous four-herb capsules are a gentle liver cleanser and can be taken daily. Also featured this winter are the homeopathic detoxes, liver, kidney, lung, lymph, whole body, and brain detox on sale. And remember, as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Welcome back to the dark side of America tonight. Who do you think really had the worst indiscretion of the bunch? 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. Matt Johnson, you and I were talking off the air in our little secret meetings that we hold, and you picked somebody. You definitely had an opinion on who was the worst. Who did you think was the worst?
Well, without thinking about it too hard, I go with Elliot Spitzer because he's actually paying for it. But then I had to think again about John Edwards, so I'm going to go 1 and 1A with Spitzer and then Edwards, because what Edwards was doing was pretty sleazy given that his wife was undergoing cancer treatment and he was denying that that child was his for I don't even know how many years.
Yeah, he was just flat out a liar.
But Spitzer was paying for it too. At least these other guys were not having to pay for it.
That's right. So payment makes you move up the ladder of the worst of the scoundrels, let's say. But I have one that I would put on the list that I think is maybe worst of all. Is the Governor James McGreevy. Talk about an abuse of power, too. Meeting people, and that's that whole rest stop thing. And he's married. He marries one woman, has a child, marries another woman, knowing full well that he's gay. And he hooks up with a guy in a rest stop who's going to expose him ultimately. So then he has to come clean. I love when people come clean. Like, I had to tell the world my true story. Baloney. Somebody was going to out you. That was pretty... And I think that was pretty sleazy. Definitely. And remember, there was the Washington madam who we had on this show, and sadly, she ended up taking her own life a few years after that, and she told me her book, the book that she had with names in it, was Radioactive, that there were so many huge, powerful men that were there that were taking advantage of the service. And one of them was Senator David Vitter from Louisiana, who is still the senator. So he weathered the controversy over fooling around with a high class or high dollar, I'll say, high dollar prostitute. Let's go to Ray in Missouri. Hello, Ray.
Hey, Kate.
Hello.
Haven't talked in a while.
What's on your mind? How about this Petraeus stuff? Boy, I got to tell you, it's a shocker. I think now it's, you know, I'm used to it because every day something else happens. But when it first happened, I have to say, knowing people who know David pretty well, I was surprised.
I don't find anything to be a shocker anymore. These guys are just stupid. That's bottom line. In today's modern technology and the internet, you can't get away with anything like that.
Yeah, I agree with you. You just have to know, hey, if you're going to do this, there is such a great chance that you're going to get caught. There's like a 95% chance that you're going to get caught.
Yeah. I'm married, and I drive back and forth to work. I've been spending $520 a month just in fuel driving back and forth to work. So I decided this last week that I was going to share a ride with the girl back and forth from work who has drama all over at work. And one of the guys says, hey, are you hitting that yet? And I said, why in the hell would you hit that when you know damn good and well that you'll get busted within a week or two?
Yeah. Yeah, you better watch. You know what they say about work and fooling around with somebody at work. It's not a good deal whatsoever. And then you put yourself in a world of hurt because whether you're just, you know, the regular everyday American male who might look, but if you touch, there is a great chance that you'll be in the middle of a nasty divorce and separating and going through a divorce. Boy, I can't even imagine having to do that.
Well, they say, what I hear they say is, don't poo where you eat.
And you know what, Ray, on that note, we're going to let you go, but you're absolutely right. That is so true. You don't want to do that. Definitely. Rick in Illinois, what's your take?
On what?
On this whole thing with Petraeus and all these guys that have email trails and then leave these breadcrumbs when they know, they have to know the society we live in. It's so easy to get caught.
Yeah. I give the man credit. You know, he's 60 years old and he takes care of 40-year-old women.
You're terrible. You're terrible. Yep, and well, they carried on for almost a year and a half.
Yeah. She's pursuing him. He wasn't pursuing her.
That's true. She pursued him. It was that power aphrodisiac thing. Absolutely.
Yeah,
She went after him, and, you know, she may have had other ulterior motives, too. I mean, supposedly she said, well, I was just a soccer mom, and how fun was this for me? Flying around, going to Afghanistan, getting an inside scoop from the general and writing this book. You know, hey.
Yeah. You know, where's her husband at?
I don't know. Nobody has talked about the husband in this case and what was his role? I mean, what did he know or not know? How could he not suspect something? I think it's easy to suspect when something's not right.
But, you know, I ain't heard a word from him or the other woman either, her husband. I ain't heard nothing of him either.
No.
Or they're hiding a lot.
Well, I think they're hiding because already the third woman in this whole plot, who definitely wasn't fooling around with anyone, she lawyered up. I mean, she got the lawyer. Her family got the lawyer that represented John Edwards when he was in the middle of his scandal because, you know, they call them fixers. So they got the same fixer to make sure that they were getting the right kind of coverage and whatever. So they're worried, obviously.
Yeah, it's up there. I don't know what it is, but I think he's, you know, betrays her in his name already, so he's done.
Yeah, he's done. He can't, there's no way for him to jump back into anything with the government. That's not going to happen.
No.
I mean, this scandal was, it's too big, and there's still questions about security, whether or not, whatever. Because, you know, pillow talk, it might not have been intentional. It just, something could have come out that shouldn't have come out, and that's what happens. I mean, there's a reason why they call it that. So
yeah.
There's certainly the possibility.
But one outcome, you know, guy would throw away his career like that.
Yeah, that part I don't understand. Yeah. That part I don't understand. And the other awkward, really. Yeah, he's got kids, two grown kids.
Yeah.
And
I mean, what are they going through?
Oh, it's got to be awful. I mean, that's embarrassing.
Mom or dad, you know.
Well, it's humiliating. You're probably looked up to your dad. Your dad's this hero. People love him. And people really like Petraeus. I mean, it shows human flaw, but for the kids, that's got to be a tough thing because, like you just said, that's splitting mom and dad. Who do you side with there? If you take a side, I mean, I guess there's not really a side to this. It doesn't, at least right now, they're not talking about any divorce situation. Just being blindsided, she apparently had no idea about this. Then this was happening because you got to remember the third person, the one who really opened this up, is this Jill Kelly, and she's central to the scandal because she brought down Petraeus. She and her family would have Christmases with Petraeus and his wife and families, and they were all friendly. They were more than, oh, I'm going to throw this party for the military in Tampa, and you're down here at CENTCOM, and you're part of this crew. It's certainly more than that. I mean, she's pretty prominent presence in any of the military circles in Tampa. And because she was being bombarded with these nasty emails, what then ends up happening from Paula Broadwell, the biographer, who thought she was a rival and was not, she got all these terrible, anonymous, harassing emails that led to that investigation, or it might not have happened. I don't know how many people are talking about that, but no Jill Kelly interference. This isn't a conversation. Petraeus skates off. Nobody even knows. Nobody's the wiser. He moves up the chain of command and keeps rising through the ranks at whatever office he most likely chooses or wants, and that's the end of it. But because of the harassing emails, that uncovered the evidence of the affair between Petraeus and the biographer Broadwell. And they decided to pursue it when they found that, and this is the thing, the FBI decided to go after this when they found the messages had information about the CIA's things, what they were doing, activities, whatever, that was not publicly available. So that's not good. That's not good for Petraeus because they could really go after him on this. And the amount of emails, and I'll say it again, is really staggering. 20,000 pages, 20,000 to 30,000 pages. That's an insane amount of communication. All of them turned over to the Defense Department investigators. So there's probably printable things that would be duplicates or other things that make that number higher, but it's got to be, even if it's smaller, it's got to be pretty high. All right, hang with us here on America Tonight. Coming up, we have some more nooks and crannies we're going to hit with a little odds and ends. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what Pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Directions for odds and ends. Although I have to throw this one out here as we hit the post and that final straightaway coming around that curve, trying to get the checkered flag for this hour on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Don I.M. says, Kate, bad choice of words, nooks and crannies, LOL. Yeah, I could see that. Also, this is a... This is another one that we got from G.J. Rock. Maryland National Capitol Police spokesperson confirmed that a jogger found a North Carolina license in Rock Creek Park belonging to Paula Broadwell, which is true. That's been reported, I think, Huffington Post and Drudge Report. Well, they all have links to this now. And remember, Chandra Levy was killed in Rock Creek Park. But the police said they were going to hold on to it for 90 days, then send it back to the North Carolina Department of Transportation. Wow. And Harmony says the teasing the kids have to go through and the wife feels so betrayed. Yeah, that would be a tough thing to go through. If you were, think about this, you're in your late 20s, your dad is this big-time hero, and people are always asking about what's happening in Afghanistan and what's going to be next for your father. And Trace was a very well-liked person. So they're not, you know, you just have this idea in your head. You hold him up in a certain light, and now he showed the cracks. Definitely the thing with the power, I think, and the aphrodisiac for younger women in the case of Paula Broadwell could be, as I already mentioned, a combination of the two. Could be a combination of the two for her. But, you know, is it really worth it? When you're a person, especially, I'm thinking military and my family in the military and people who have, you know, have sacrificed, started in the bottom, worked their way up, made it all the way up to some of the highest levels you could possibly attain in the military, and then to trash it for, let's face it, a tryst with a younger, attractive woman, but that's what it was. She's got a spouse. You have a spouse. Now that's completely imploded out there for all the world to examine. And then there's the other twist in the Petraeus case about the inappropriate emails and, you know, some other nonsense. And this is not going away, like I said, anytime soon. Secession. Rick Perry, the governor of Texas, says Texas is not seceding from the United States. That's not happening. But there are these petitions, and we've talked about it. We had a great caller the other night that was asking about it. The petitions are there because of what happened in the presidential elections. Thousands have signed them seeking permission for their states to peacefully secede from the UN, from the United States. That's not going to happen. But it is a statement. And the White House has to address that statement. You know the states that have filed? Alabama, Arkansas, Colorado, Florida, Georgia, Indiana, Kentucky, Louisiana, Michigan, Mississippi, Missouri, Montana, New Jersey, New York, North Carolina, North Dakota, Oregon, South Carolina, Tennessee, and Texas. How about that? The petitions are pretty easy to read. They just say peacefully grant the state of Texas, the state of New Jersey, wherever, to withdraw from the United States of America and create its own new government. Texas had the most signatures, not a surprise, 23,000 signatures to 25,000. I mean, this is mostly a symbolic thing, let's face it. It's a symbolic gesture to say, we're not happy. We don't like this. The odds of the government granting any state permission to go its own way are pretty much right up there with sitting in your house and getting hit by electricity from a lightning strike, a bolt. Although I did meet someone over the weekend who has been hit by lightning twice, and shockingly one time was while he was in his house by the windows. In fact, got burns from it. That's crazy. I mean, absolutely crazy. So they can talk about it, but in the end, the secession thing is definitely symbolic, and they may end up getting some relief in that, the fact that the White House has to actually address it. I don't know if you know this story or not. There's an American freelance journalist that fits into Odds and Ends who has been missing in Syria since mid-August, and they don't know who's holding him or where he is. Ooh, that's kind of scary, isn't it? Very scary. The parents are not feeling very confident about his return, and his name is Austin Tice, and they told reporters in Beirut that they hope of learning their son's whereabouts and what they can do to bring him home. Tice is a 31-year-old former Marine who's been reporting on the civil conflict in Syria for the Washington Post. His parents say he went there in May from Turkey, and they last heard from him August 12th, a day before he disappeared. There was a video clip that was posted online in October, and it showed him alive and being held by gunmen. So maybe that's what's going to continue to happen there, and they may get lucky. I say lucky because, remember, America doesn't intervene in these kind of things. Supercomputers. You know what the world's fastest supercomputer is? And there's a clash of the supercomputer. The new computer is Titan. And Titan is the bomb. $100 million for this computer. $100 million. Yeah, pretty potent. And it's ranked on the top 500 list. And what it can handle is unreal. 100 million. Fast. Very, very fast. The thing moves. Faster than some of the lightning that we were talking about. And that's a game changer. That computer is a game changer. The case of Sandy and some other things that we're dealing with in the U.S. Here's another end for you. Not a surprise, a Muslim student who had spent 4 years in the U.S. on an academic scholarship ends up getting life in prison. You say, why? How is this fared? Khalid Al-Ansari, who was convicted in June, came under suspicion when he ordered chemicals. The key to the case was the role played by citizens who contacted officials, because they were worried about it, contacted the FBI. So they caught him. They got him. He went to trial in a federal courtroom in Amarillo, Texas. He was arrested in February of 2011. He was a business student at South Plains College near Lubbock, Texas, and he had studied chemical engineering at Texas Tech. He was dangerous because of his knowledge, and he excelled. He wanted to supposedly get a scholarship to come to America. He applied for one, and he ended up coming in, and he got assistance, and the rest is history. And they nailed him pretty quickly because he ordered 10 bottles of concentrated fennel from a chemical company in North Carolina. So the suspicious red flags went up when he couldn't provide a business or university address for the delivery. They contacted the FBI, and then they set this up where they were able to nail him. So he's done. Another one. Let's move on to the next one. He's done. Away for life.
Boy, that escalated quickly. I mean, that really got out of hand fast.
Can you repeat the part of this stuff where you said all about the thing?
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.